The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Tasty pheasants, Christmas presents, countrysides covered with snow. Oh, by gosh, by jingle, it's time for carols and Kris Kringle. Overeating, merry greeting from relatives you don't know.
Well, I'm into the spirit. You know, you walk down the street, and what I do generally, I come down Wall Street toward the Trinity Church, and the way they laid out Lower Manhattan back in the day, you know, when Manhattan first, you know, became a powerhouse on the world stage. And this was it, where we are now, where we're broadcasting from. This was it. It was like Lower Manhattan, and it was that was New York. There was really no big midtown or certainly uptown. So you walk, and the way they placed the Trinity Church at the end of Wall Street, beautiful. And then the stock exchange all lit up. I tweeted out something this morning. I have a tree there. So Merry Christmas, and I'm totally into the spirit. So we were playing Christmas music, and when Al's playing Christmas music and gets him out of a potentially grumpy morning, it makes me happy. It makes me happy. Good morning. Good morning. 6:06 with the Piscopo on the radio with Frankie Five Boroughs Morano and Albert. Debbie's on assignment. Brandy Scott is here. So the big news is the United States Supreme Court allowing President Trump's travel ban to take effect. Yeah, well, yeah, I'm just saying that this makes some sense for once. The executive order allows the president to limit travel to the United States from six terror-majority countries, as well as North Korea and Venezuela. The high court's ruling will let travel bans stay in place as legal challenges move forward. Look at this. Two lower courts already. I was just talking to Frankie about this. Two lower courts already had halted parts of the measure from being enforced. The latest version of President Trump's travel ban was issued in September. So that's, you know, and you don't vilify anybody. You know, we have no hate toward anybody. You just want to protect. You know, if people are coming to the country like they did in the 19th to 20th century, not to kill us, if they, then, you know, there's a minor little detail. If there wasn't a jihad against us, a little detail. You know, if then you know, then you wouldn't say, well, we don't need a travel ban. But you need to this super vetting. You need this travel ban in place. So the president finally gets a victory, and we'll be reporting on the tweets momentarily, I'm sure, 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. And now the one thing, see, the president is endorsing Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore. Statement out Monday says the president had a positive call with Judge Roy Moore. You know, let's put aside all of the sexual allegations toward Roy Moore and look at his history, his stance on gay marriage. He was just a little harsh, and I'm putting it mildly. But the president feels he needs that seat. So the President Trump going out on a limb is supporting Roy Moore. And I think some of us supporters of the president may not be happy with that, but maybe the right thing to do. Love to hear what you have to say about it. 877-970-2999. You know, we broadcast certainly from New York, from Lower Manhattan, right off of Wall Street. With the Giants now fired their manager, Ben McAdoo, and general manager, their coach McAdoo, and general manager Jerry Reese gone. Boom. But see, now they should have done that before they broke Eli Manning's playing streak of 210, right? Well, Al will get into the whole thing, but it's a big news in New York. The 2-10 Giants, woof! They're not waiting. They fired head coach Ben McAdoo, general manager Jerry Reese, less than a week after the benching of quarterback Eli Manning created a backlash from fans. Oh, well, so, you know, it ain't easy. Like Rodney said, it ain't easy, I'll tell you. It ain't easy. And we have Governor Christie optimistic about sports betting appeal. Hopefully, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, see, this is big in Jersey, says he's optimistic about the state's appeal before the United States Supreme Court that would legalize sports betting in the Garden State. Now, see, it's betting, I know. But, you know, in 2012, state lawmakers approved legislation allowing sports betting at New Jersey's casinos and racetracks. The casinos may not like this. We need revenue. I don't know why we just don't do, like I've talked about ad nauseum, creating generic drugs, you know, in the stressed areas. You create your generic drugs. We make everything in other countries. Let's maybe get Amazon. We can get Amazon into Newark. How great would that be? And maybe Apple would come into Jersey. And we could create a revenue so we could offset these ridiculous taxes. But the sports betting would help certainly the revenue in New Jersey. So we're hoping for the best in that regard as well. So here it is. Look at this already. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. It's Piscopo in the morning. And what a crazy already. The craziness is starting. I have to tell you what I did yesterday. I'm going to go to the guys. They went out to dinner. Alan Frank went out to like lunch yesterday. This is like a movie. It's like a movie. So we're going to find out all about that. We'll break down the news. Oh, hi. I forgot we're streaming live. Why, there's a camera in the house. Oh, hello there.
Oh, chef of the future, Kenneth Corey Apple.
Oh, hello there. Oh, my gosh. I wish I had a utensil that would take care of all of these. Am I coming through out there? Esoteric honeymooner references. You know, sorry. You got to do it. So, good morning. Hi. I'm sorry, guys. Hi, guys. How are you? We're streaming. And if you go on to at Jersey Joe Piscopo on Twitter or Facebook or on Instagram, you'll see where you – or am970theanswer.com. You'll see – I totally forgot you were there. Are you offended? The four people watching on our streaming device, they are offended. There's three people watching. So check it out. Hey, Tom DiNapoli is the New York State Comptroller, and he will join us. He's a good man, a good guy, Tom DiNapoli, and not just because he's Italian and he named after where my people come from, but that's a whole other story. So Tom DiNapoli's there. Dr. Elena Frid is a board-certified neurologist and clinical neurophysiologist, and we'll be talking to Dr. Frid, backed by popular demand always on these Tuesdays, about the acquisition of Aetna by CVS. Can't see anything wrong with that, huh? Cool. Jeannie Zano, yay! Jeannie Zano live. Professor of political science at Iona College. We love Jeannie. She'll be here live. Curtis Ellis is a senior, is policy advisor for America First Policy. Talk to Curtis through our buddy, Professor Charlie Finch. Curtis now working with the Trump administration, and Curtis will be here. Mike Gallagher coming in the studio live. And Alan Dershowitz will call in. He's going to phone in, yeah. Alan, all about Alan Dershowitz the last couple days, you know, saying that there's no obstruction of justice toward President Trump. So, and Avi, I have permission to call him Avi. Thank you for asking. Avi Dershowitz knows, so Professor Dershowitz will join us. And your phone calls always at 877-970-2999 at 12. You see what you're watching. See, I have to look. You can't see the camera. I have to look. The only clock I have is that clock. I have to look over like that. One of these days we'll get something in front of me where I could have, you know, actually have a clock in front of me. Or I could just hold up my iPhone. So check this out, what we do. So sometimes we go out to dinner with sponsors, right? And we go and we say hi and thank you. And we go to a Giardino d'Oro, this great Italian restaurant on Gold Street in Manhattan. Benny and Valentino and the great staff there and the great food. It's incredible. Giardino d'Oro on Gold Street. We love it. So Mary, our sales gal, says, hey, Joe, you want to go out? You can meet the Capalbo family. Now, the Capalbo family, where I come from, they make all these great gift baskets. And you'll hear me talk about, you know, the spots, what we call the live reads. I'll tell you about Capalbo's. So listen to this. So I go in and we sit in there and I meet Mrs. Capalbo. Mrs. Capalbo, her husband started, her husband's father started the company and in Jersey. And she's 93 years old, 93 years young. Let me finish. She came from Spain. I thought she was Italian immediately, but she was with Capalbo. That's her husband who was Italian. She worked her way through it. She worked in the Capalbo field. I had the best time talking to this lovely gal, 93 years old. She looks like could be, you know, 50 or 60 easy. And she's as positive and high energy. and wonderful. And we learned all about the Capalbo family that I'll tell you about, how they went and they would go get the fruit in Newark, you know, and then they would go back out to where they put the baskets together, how it all started and how the women were working. The women were working and they were driving into Newark to get the fruit, and women didn't drive back then. This is way back, you know, certainly, you know, and I guess in the had to be almost 100 years ago. So this is a spectacular story, and I was just so inspired by the sitting with Mrs. Capalbo there. And then her daughter went and got the car, and I sat with her just so she waited till the car came along, and we had the best chat, and we talked about how do you stay young. Positive. It's the positive energy. It's a positive mindset. I'm telling you, this is what I got from this lovely gal at 93 years young. So I'm telling, this is what you got to think about. Always stay positive. And then you know what she said to me? She goes, and I like to be around young people. Hence why I generally, if I'm socially meeting other people, they just happen to be younger. Just, if you think, you know, I mean, I've married people younger because it makes you feel younger. Am I right? You guys are buying this at all? Nobody's buying
this. Not at all.
Frankie, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Joe. Good morning. Loving that black and white tie. Very nice.
Well, this is what
matching
happened.
The cufflinks. To be that sharp at 6:06.
See, Mary noticed that. Mary noticed it yesterday, the cufflink match. Thank you for noticing. So I tried this tie out. I go online in the midst of my crazy schedule, and I said, usually I'm a Bugatti guy. A Bugatti guy, which is Italian. Very Bugatti guy. Ties are great. So I find this.
I love them, too.
Yeah.
Never wear them, but, you know, I love them.
This is like, I should give a shout out.
When the cufflinks match. Look at that.
See? Look at this.
See, that's class. That's sharp.
That's 1962. I think I'm like a time warp.
No, oh,
my father
would
have worn this. My father. So I didn't know whether I should wear this as a TV tie. I'm trying it out. It's a TV tie. It's not really white. Is it white? It's like
a pearl. For those of you watching on YouTube in the black and white version, it's beautiful. You can't see a thing.
But, kind of silverish.
It's silverish. Great.
Thank you.
It looks great. It's
Thank
sharp.
You.
And I love the fact that the cufflinks match the tie and the pockets.
Well,
that is class.
You know, I'm just a fashion plate now.
You are. I mean, look at me. The flannel, you know,
you dress
thermal
the,
shirt.
You dress,
slop.
Dress for the broken.
Dress for radio.
You got to tell me, guys. You got to tell me about the lunch yesterday. All I got, Al tweets out, Frank is late. You weren't late.
I wasn't late.
He wasn't. Shockingly.
I was early.
No, because I said to him, I said, I'll give you a ride up there in my car. And he said, I have to go in for a conference call with Jerry. I'll meet you there. So when I hear that, I say to myself, he's not showing up till noon, 12:15.
Oh, yeah.
So it's 3 minutes to 11:30. It's 11:27. And I said, as usual, Frank Morano is late. Do you know that Frank Morano showed up at 11:29, walking down the street?
I think it was 11:28,
I was impressed.
But
it was 29.
Where'd you guys go? Oscar Wilde.
Oscar Wilde.
This is a great place. You got to check this place.
45 West 27th Street, between 7th and Broadway. It is a phenomenal restaurant. The entire place is done Victorian. The world's, or not the world, but the New York City's largest continuous bar. You have to see this thing. It's
beautiful.
Well, you're
in your glory.
Marble and, oh, my God.
Did you have beer?
36 beer on tap. Yeah, I had one beer. Frank, on the other hand, had started with an absinthe cocktail.
So,
the whole place, Joe, it's an Oscar Wilde-themed bar. There's statues of him and everything else. So I figured I would get Oscar Wilde's favorite drink.
Which was?
Absinthe. Right, so which was illegal in this country until 7 years ago.
Yeah, right.
Tell me what now? What is it?
Absinthe. So
it's 140 proof.
The little green
list
fairy.
This morning. Absinthe.
No.
Absinthe.
He did yesterday.
Absinthe.
I got an absinthe drip, which is absinthe.
I have an absinthe drip in my nasal cavity.
That's an absinthe.
But so that is a drink that will throw you for a loop. Drink it carefully. It was great. We had a great waitress named Brooke, who was terrific, and it was a delightful afternoon with our friend Shelley Goldberg.
Brooke was a redhead,
Shelley's
by the
great.
Way,
Shelley's
and there was
great.
A story, and the reason why I mentioned that she's a redhead, apparently there was a study over the weekend that said that redheads have superpowers.
Yeah, they have superpowers.
Genetic superpowers. Apparently, they are more sensitive to
Gingers?
Certain things.
Gingers?
Yes, they are more sensitive to certain things. She was remarking about how she had gotten dental work, and it took 14 shots of Novocaine to numb the area of her mouth, and she still felt the drill and everything else. She was lovely. The food was fantastic. Frank decided after his absinthe drink that he decided he'd have another, so he had a smoked old fashioned.
I've never had a drink
like
this.
Oh my!
A smoked
gosh.
Old fashioned, well, not just a regular old fashioned.
Wait, my sister's listening. You got to let me know because that's my father's favorite drink.
Right. So it's not just an old fashioned, but the simple syrup in the old fashioned is smoked. So you're drinking the old fashioned, and it tastes smoky.
Wow.
It's wild.
Wow.
Wild.
Wow,
never had a drink like this in my life.
What is that, vermouth and whiskey?
It's bourbon. What else?
Bitters, simple syrup.
Yeah. Sugar.
Yeah. Well, the simple syrup, in this case, smoked simple syrup, and a cherry.
My father made it like a surgeon, or he would be like a chemist. He would make that drink, the Manhattan, like he would make it meticulously. Yeah, with the maraschino cherry in there, right?
Now, here's the best part about this place. Much like the Barrow House, they want you to explore. There are different sayings of Oscar Wilde all throughout the restaurant, under the bar, on these marble pieces that are standing there, I guess statues or whatever, but all over the bar. And Brooke, the waitress, was telling us every time she goes in and works
friendly
there.
With Brooke there, huh?
She was great. She was
platonic
great.
Friend, is she?
Yes, a lot of information about the bar, but the best part is when she goes in,
platonic
she says she
friend,
sees a different line Frankie. Every day. See, he's,
Hi, Brooke. I'm Al Gattulo.
I know a thing or two about beer.
And superheroes.
I did. I knew a little too much about superheroes. That's
super
a
gingers.
Yeah.
Super ginger.
Well, no, she said, we asked her, what superpower would you want if you had one?
You guys get the trouble.
No, we asked her what super, and she said, I would want the ability
My
to
date
be
last
able
night
to
was
imitate.
93 years old.
That's nice.
You're with Brooke, the
Very platonic.
I tell you, this guy was great. Mrs. Capalba. How cool is that? Right. How cool is that?
That is cool.
That's the history. Cool. So,
I think they sent us from the station Capalba's gift basket.
Yes,
right?
I got one last week. Yeah. Very, very nice.
I think I got one. They didn't open it yet.
Spectacular. Hey, the guys, we're together. We're
Certainly
gonna get
beats
this,
a Christmas bonus.
We're going to get into the Supreme Court ruling in favor of the president, and we're waiting for a tweet any moment. It's 21 minutes after 6 o'clock as I lean over to look at the only clock in the studio. Thank you. There's 7 clocks, but they're all for Al. The host of the show right here, I have to just kind of lean over, and it's okay. 6:21. Brandi Scott's on the roads with us. A good morning from AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We've got a crash on the Bruckner slowing you down on the westbound side right by the Bronx River Parkway. You're on the brakes from around White Plains Road. A slow go on the Cross Bronx. You're heavy from Rosedale Ave to 3rd Ave on the westbound side. Bell picking up some volume heading westbound. You're heavy JFK Expressway to Lefferts Boulevard. LIE a slow go from the Clearview to 74th Street heading westbound. And at your Hudson River crossings at the George Washington Bridge, that unauthorized tractor trailer moved out of the way on the lower level. All the toll lanes are now open. It's about a 10 to 15 minute wait there. Upper level will cost you about the same. 5 to 10 minutes in at the Lincoln Tunnel. No delays inbound at the Holland. Alternate side is in effect today. And checking weather, cloudy skies with chance for showers on and off throughout the afternoon. Close to 60 degrees for the high. Tonight, more rain ending early, then cloudy, mild temperatures in the mid-40s. Wednesday, mix of sun and clouds, close to 40 for the high. This report is brought to you by the TJ Martell Foundation. Join them in the fight against leukemia, cancer, and AIDS. Your support helps facilitate cutting-edge research that will lead to more effective treatments and save more lives. Visit tjmartell.org to learn more. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
You want the gift. I got the gift. You want the gift? What are you looking at? I got the gift. Harrys.com. You got to check out Harrys.com. See? You will look at this face for radio as we stream live on YouTube and Facebook, and you will see, my, it's Joe does have a face for radio, but however, it is the most clean-shaven face for radio that I have ever seen. I know what you're thinking. He's a face for radio, but look, that is Harrys.com. When did I shave? Thank you for asking. Like yesterday afternoon, I don't even remember, early in the afternoon, before I picked up Mikey, before we went to the doctor, before we went to the music store, before I ran all my kids' errands, before I drove all the way in, before dinner, I shaved with Harrys.com. Boom. The shave holds because these blades from Harry's, from Jeff and Andy, are spectacular. This is a great gift. And the presentation box from Harrys.com makes such a great present. I'm just thinking of, it's the first day of Hanukkah, you open a present, you want to kick it off in a good way, Harrys.com. I'm just saying. It makes a great presentation. Christmas morning. Oh, look, Harrys.com. And yeah, I heard Piscopo talking about it on the radio. You're going to love it. And then, not to mention the shave is spectacular. And guys, for girls, by the way. The girls love Harrys.com. I got it for my sister. Got it for Debbie. These are the German-engineered five-blade cartridges. This is that provide that close, comfortable shave I'm telling you about. You get the foaming gel that smells amazing. Now they have limited edition winter chrome and emerald green handles. How cool is that? So the sets come ready. They got ready to gift you on beautiful design, those gift boxes, and they start at just $10. Is there anything more I got to tell you except to go to harrys.com and use Piscopo as your code, and you're going to get the present for everybody that they're going to love, and you get $5 off, please, when you enter the code Piscopo at checkout. So this holiday, please, give Harry's. And give it to your handsome guy, your beautiful gal. Get your holiday shopping done early. Take advantage of free shipping from Harrys.com. Hello, free shipping from Harrys.com. To get a limited edition holiday shave set while supplies last, go to Harrys.com, enter the code Piscopo at checkout for $5 off. Harrys.com, code Piscopo.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code GIFT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code GIFT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
Did you know that each capsule of Balance of Nature has 10 complete servings of over 31 different fruits and vegetables? No fillers, no additives, nothing but 100% pure fruits and vegetables in vegetarian capsules at a cost of about 20 cents per serving. Created by Dr. Douglas Howard, Balance of Nature is the only pure whole food supplement available. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and you see, smell, and taste real produce. People report that their skin looks better, they have fewer aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy. To celebrate Balance of Nature's 20th anniversary, they are offering their best deal ever, 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details, 1-800-246-8751, and use the promo code The Answer, or go to balanceofnature.com, but please be sure to use the promo code The Answer. Balance of Nature, 1-800-246-8751. Promo code The Answer.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970. The Answer.
More Christmas music. Here we go.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell twist.
Jingle bells. I mean, really? I moved the microphone a half an inch. It's falling apart.
Who's that? Who's that singing?
Bobby Rydell.
I knew it. I recognized Bobby's voice. Bobby Rydell. This man is spectacular. He's a current day Bobby Darin. Bobby Darin's my buddy. He is spectacular. Your microphone's falling apart?
Yeah, I moved the arm and the screws popped off.
Oh, what are you going to do?
That'll learn you.
We just talked about it. We're not getting another studio.
I know. We're trying to figure out how to do the broadcast. So look at this. Excuse me, guys. Excuse me. I got a beautiful present. This is like, look at this, toffee. Oh my gosh, you guys are going to love this. This is like some special candy toffee I have. Who do you think this is from? Robert Wagner.
Wow, that's cool.
How great is that? What a great guy.
Class act.
But he's a class act. He's like old school, man.
Absolutely.
He comes on the radio, and he missed our first day. Remember, he said, oh, I'm sorry, I missed the first day. He said, Robert Wagner, now I'm going to L.A. this weekend. We're performing at Vitello's on Saturday night, the jazz club. How about if I invite Robert Wagner and Jill St.
Would
John?
Be really nice.
How cool is that?
That would be great.
Hey, Bob. Can I go RJ? Hey, RJ. I'd like to welcome RJ in the crowd. Could I? You know what I mean? That'd frighten you like that.
That'd be great.
Like that. Thank you, Robert Wagner. Now, I'll call him. Do I send a note back? Thank you. Thank you.
I think that'd be nice. A phone call wouldn't hurt either.
Phone call. So, do you...
I have big fat fingers and I don't have a wrench. I need something to screw this. I mean, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hostile conditions that we work in here. It's ridiculous. Air conditioning doesn't work.
It's not even 6:30. Yeah. He's off and running already.
And you jinxed it because you said, oh, he plays Christmas music. He's in a good mood.
I did.
I blame you. I didn't meet you at the stadium the other day. You don't call.
I think I jinxed the Chiefs though. I mean, because you know, my buddy brought me in, and then when I was in one spot in the suite after we were on the field, then the Chiefs started to win. Then I moved. You know, so I think I'm responsible for the Jets win. Let me put it that way. But they get very superstitious like that.
Oh yeah.
Don't move, Joe. Don't move. You're right there.
When the Jets were down 14-0 in the first two minutes, we all looked at one another and went, here we go.
That's what I thought.
Pants down. They were caught bad. But listen, give the Jets credit. They came back, and it's the first time this year in the fourth quarter they actually finished the game and finished strong. So that was good for them.
Did you see the official, number 7 official, who threw the flag?
Yeah, he had to beg to get it back.
Before the game, he came over, and my buddy Walter White said, Joe Piscopo, hey, Joe, real nice to meet you. And then he goes, well, I'm going to get going. We talked a little bit with the official. Nicest guy in the world. He goes to turn away. Michael put his hand out to shake his hand, and the official turned around and said, oh, hey, Mike, I'm not going to leave you hanging, man. Came back and shook his hand.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
So then Michael goes, wait, that's the guy that I met. Yeah. So he threw the flag.
There was a penalty in the end zone during the two-point conversion, and the defender was so annoyed that they had gotten hit with another penalty again because it gave the Jets an opportunity to try the two-point conversion again. He picked up the flag and threw it into the crowd. Oof. He thought he was ejected the player and walked off.
Yeah.
He was never ejected.
Yeah.
So they had to get him in the locker room, and he had his socks off. He had to run back out. It was like Keith Hernandez in 1986 in Game 6. He thought the game was over. Yeah, he was in the clubhouse with his pants off, smoking a cigarette, and they had to run and tell him, get dressed, you got to get back out here.
Hysterical, 6:31. Hey, Frankie Five Boroughs, so this is good, the Supreme Court decision. The president should be very happy.
Well, good or bad is a matter of being subjective. They upheld what's clearly the law. How any of these other lower courts didn't recognize the president's broad authority in terms of immigration and who's able to come into the country, which presidents have used repeatedly in the past, shows you how political the courts have become. Yeah. To me, it's not like, oh, is this good policy or bad policy? It's not up to the Supreme Court to decide that. Is it legal? Of course it's legal. And that's why only two justices dissented yesterday. It was 7-2 in favor of lifting this injunction on the travel ban.
Do we know who dissented?
Not off the top of my head. If I'm going to guess, it's Sotomayor and Kagan, but I'm going to go look that up for sure.
No. All right, we'll check it out. But that's the big news. And also, I wanted to mention this, and I hesitate to mention this before we go to Al, but a Texas police officer was shot and killed last night. And, I always, that is so upsetting. A cop shot, and it was
Ginsburg and Sotomayor.
Yeah, Ginsburg. I was going to say it was Ginsburg. Thank you, Frankie. And this cop was shot in Texas, in a small town of Texas, going up, just serving a warrant. He is a father of four, and it was his day off, and he just worked to support his children. And his name is Kenneth Copeland, and shot and killed in the line of duty. So it's just unnecessary.
Absolutely. And we're also watching this breaking story out of the Bronx this morning where there's this police-involved shooting of police going to execute a search warrant for someone who probably had illegal guns and drugs. And he attacks these police officers with a machete, refuses to put it down in spite of repeated warnings. And ultimately, he was shot. And subsequently, after they tried to give him CPR, he succumbed to his injury. So I think it underscores what a dangerous job it is to be a police officer. You have no idea what you're getting into when you go to execute a search warrant. Somebody could have a machete or something worse.
Something as simple as a search warrant.
Right.
Not to mention a domestic call. And this is why when you see people so anti-police, anti-law enforcement, I don't understand it. And it's the local police who are our first line of defense. So we say rest in peace to the Kenneth Copeland police officer in Texas. And our hearts go out to his family. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 6:33 right now. You know what? We're streaming. We're YouTubing. We're doing all the fancy schmancy stuff. And you can check it out if you go to am970theanswer.com. Or you could check out out at Jersey Joe, J-R-Z-Y, Joe Piscopo on Twitter. And we'll get into all the news just for you. You're always welcome to call 877-970-2999. Right now, let's jump to Big Al Gattulo. Your mic working? Is it all right? Your mic working? You need something?
Not for now.
You want an engineer? Should we call student
engineer? No, I need a screwdriver or something to kind of...
We can make that happen. Dwayne Reed, sushi, screwdrivers, whatever you need.
Dwayne Reed a screwdriver?
Everything across the street. You want?
Oh, the drink. I was.
No. You had enough of that last night.
Hey, Pally.
6:34, Pally. Oh, Pally. Al's got the news at AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
52 degrees, bugs flying in the studio, microphones falling apart at 6:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. An Irvington man is dead, killed by robbers who shot him in the head after his family says he told them he didn't have any money. Marco Angamarca, a construction worker from Ecuador, was gunned down just after midnight while parking in the 800 block of Grove Street. A neighbor who heard the shooting and called 911 says the 30-year-old was shot to death in front of his wife and their 8-year-old son. The Essex County Prosecutor's Office is investigating. A woman is without parts of both of her legs after getting hit by a subway in Manhattan. Police say the 25-year-old accidentally dropped her purse onto the tracks while waiting for the 6 train at the 28th Street station. She hopped down the tracks, grabbed her purse, but while she was pulling herself up to the platform, the train arrived and struck her lower body. It happened early Saturday morning. Authorities say her injuries required medical operations that resulted in her losing both legs from the knee down. Police have not released her identity. In sports, Islanders with a shootout win against the Panthers 5-4. Knicks lost to the Pacers 115-97. Nets over the Hawks 110-90. And it was a big blue bloodbath yesterday as the Giants pulled the trigger on a historic house cleaning as they fired both embattled head coach Ben McAdoo and longtime general manager Jerry Reese, who was the GM for 2 Super Bowl championships. Led by beat writer Paul Schwartz, the Post has full team coverage, including a look at why they were fired and who could be next. Also, Mike Vaccaro looks at how the fans influenced the decision. Steve Serby writes that this was the easy part, and now it's imperative for co-owner John Mara to make the right hires. And Mark Canizzaro says it's time to put Eli Manning back in under center. Plus, a whole lot more stories and graphics in 8 pages of coverage. You can read all about it in today's New York Post, the voice of New York sports, and it's on newsstands now. Stuck in traffic? Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Logo on the Gowanus right now. We've got a disabled vehicle blocking the right lane on the eastbound side just after 38th Street. You're going to see delays starting around exit 17. A crash on the Bruckner causing some heavy slowdowns on the westbound side at the Bronx River Parkway. Your stop and go from White Plains Road. Busy on the belt heading westbound JFK Expressway to Lefferts Boulevard. Grand Central very heavy on the westbound side. Your slow Little Neck Parkway to 188th. LIE going to cost you some extra time heading westbound between Clearview and 74th Street in Richmond. New Dorp Lane, we've got that closed in both directions because of a serious fire there at your Hudson River crossings. 15 minutes inbound at the upper level of the George Washington Bridge. Lower level will cost you about 15 to 20 minutes. Inbound at the Lincoln, it's a 15 to 20 minute wait. You're still okay inbound at the Holland, maybe 5 minutes from the 1 and 9 approach. Alternate side is in effect today. Cloudy with a chance for showers on and off in the afternoon today. 60 degrees for the high. Tonight, more rain. It's going to end early though, then cloudy. Mild temperatures in the mid 40s. Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds. Temperatures in the high 40s. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Sprint. Just in time for the holidays, get a great deal on a Samsung device with the best price for unlimited. Hurry into a Sprint store today or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 or visit Sprint.com/deals. Sprint works for me. Compared to similar unlimited rate plans from national carriers, carrier features differ, restrictions apply.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code GIFT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code GIFT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
This is Michael Riedel from On the Town here on AM 970 The Answer. One of my favorite American plays is The Iceman Cometh. It is considered one of the great works of American literature, and it's going to be starring one of our finest actors, Denzel Washington. He's coming to Broadway with The Iceman Cometh. It's Eugene O'Neill's masterpiece. Now, Denzel, he's a big O'Neill fan, and I know that when he was a theater major at Fordham, the very first play he was in was O'Neill's The Emperor Jones, so he knows the works of O'Neill backwards and forwards, and he has long wanted to perform the role of Hickey in The Iceman Cometh. It is considered one of the great roles in the American theater. Past Hickeys have included Jason Robards, James Earl Jones, Kevin Spacey, Nathan Lane, but I'm really looking to see Denzel Washington, or Denzel, as I like to call him. Seen him on Broadway many times in A Raisin in the Sun and Fences. He is a first-rate actor. You do not want to miss him in The Iceman Cometh. To get tickets to see Denzel Washington in The Iceman Cometh, go to IcemanOnBroadway.com. That's IcemanOnBroadway.com. You will not want to miss Denzel Washington in this great, great American play.
Thank you, Michael. Love that. Denzel Washington. And thank you, Michael Riedel. Hey, it's 6:39. Hey, how are you? A good morning to you. So great to have you on this Tuesday morning as we YouTube, as we Facebook, as we broadcast. Oh, yeah. There is a radio show as well. Everything's online, you know. Everything's online. Can I tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn gift boxes? Time to talk about our friends over at our favorite restaurant, Michael's of Brooklyn. Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York, and you can get their one-of-a-kind gift boxes. They make wonderful presents for families, friends, even corporate gift-giving as well. Nothing says you appreciate your employee or even your boss like a Michael's of Brooklyn gift box. Now everyone on your gift list can enjoy their pastas married with the same sauce they use at their restaurant right there in Brooklyn, the same sauce that's made with all natural ingredients like imported Italian tomatoes, pure imported olive oil, a hand-chopped fresh basil, garlic, and onion at Michael's of Brooklyn. All of their sauces are certified gluten-free, certified non-GMO, giving you a product that is as healthy as it is flavorful. How about that? And then when you add a tray or two of the delicious cookies, you can have a holiday gift that's worth celebrating. Order yours today. Savor the tastes of Italy. Head to michaelsofbrooklyn.com or call them at 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Silver and gold, silver and gold.
Thank you. Thank
everyone
you, thank you,
wishes for silver and gold.
Okay.
How do you measure its worth? Just by
so,
measure it gives.
Come on. How do you not like Burl Ives?
I don't know. When the old man sings Jingle Bells or Bing Crosby, I can get that. Burl Ives, great actor.
Rudolph. It should immediately remind you of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
All right. And then we're going to do any Christmas music after, like, 1958?
We can.
But why push it?
We can, but why push it?
Why push
maybe
it?
Maybe 60. Well, we played 61 before.
And we can't play any Bruce. No more Bruce like that.
No more Bruce.
You better watch out. I can't sing it even.
We're gonna sing it. Yeah. But no, we can't play it.
Nothing because of the residuals that Bruce has aligned himself with, and they charge us astronomical fees to play that.
Well, and the radio station decided they're not going to pay.
Can we play Steve Van Zandt?
No.
Can we play Little Steven? The Steve Van Zandt?
No.
You know in your head we can play or we can't play?
Because believe me, I did the research when
really?
I was looking at
that. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, we'll figure out some modern Christmas music. Taylor Swift we could play, right?
No. Can't. Taylor Swift is on that list as well. I'm sorry, but
anyone listening to this, I get it. That's all I get at the radio stations. No, you can't. You can't do this.
What do you want me to tell you?
Play something else.
They sent an email around now with Christmas music. Like you have to watch out for certain artists.
Really?
Now we don't play any of these people, but I got the email four times from four different people. Right, I'm like, guys, I got the memo.
Yeah.
I'm good.
But I have to side with the company in this regard because if you're getting gouged by a residual company, then we'll move on.
Let's be fair. It's not like we play 5 seconds of the song.
Yeah.
Sometimes play the whole song, so it's a little different.
No, it's not like we're a music radio station.
Correct.
6:43 with Jersey Joe on the radio. So I don't know what to think about this. There's the Mueller-Russia probe. What's going on with this Mueller-Russia probe? Are they going to have, and Charlie Finch, our astute listener, called in and said, do you have somebody to investigate Mueller and Comey now? I mean, the president can't fire Mueller. What's going on with this whole... It's not going away.
Why can't he?
Can he? Well, because he will be so vilified. It will give.
Could he be more?
Let me tell you this. Frankie Fiberos, my young friend. The tax bill is being tweaked now. This tax reform is being tweaked now, and the House and the Senate are going to tweak it. We're coming up with something. All Chuck Schumer says, this is a horrible bill. This is awful. This is not going to work. Nancy Pelosi says, what? This is Armageddon. Did you hear us tell you?
Yeah. So
all they do is attack. What is your alternative? You can't keep taxing the people. It's like the socialists, just they leave everything in play, leave it the way it is. We can't afford it. I can't afford it.
Well, and I can't afford this Russia investigation anymore. That's where I would like to stop.
5 million plus, you said.
That's where I would like to stop my useless funneling of taxpayer dollars. 18 months is enough. The DOJ, Senate Intelligence Committee, House Intelligence Committee, and the Independent Counsel so far have reached zero evidence at all of Russian collusion. I would have no problem at all with the president firing Mueller today. I think one of the biggest mistakes the president made is not firing James Comey on his first day in office.
Yeah,
by allowing him to flounder for 4 months and fester discontent and grandstand as the politician in chief in charge of the FBI, that was the cause of so many of the president's
leaking
problems.
To the New York Times.
Yes,
what
exactly.
happened with that story?
Yeah, well, the Attorney General Sessions says they are investigating all of the leaks. So I'm sure that they're taking
right.
that seriously.
So the travel ban is in it's in place. It's staying
correct.
The way it is because of the Supreme Court. What about this? Then the Supreme Court is going to hear arguments on this gay wedding cake controversy, right? So with that family that got fined because they wouldn't make a gay wedding cake.
Right. So I don't know how this all plays out. I mean, both sides seem to have a compelling legal argument, religious liberty versus non-discrimination. So I don't know how that plays out. Maybe Professor Dershowitz will have some insight.
Great. That's a great question for Professor Dershowitz. Mm-hmm. But if you've got a business and you don't believe in certain things and if you don't want to do a certain thing, then you don't make. I mean, you've got to. I would side with the business, you know. And I am pro gay rights and support the homosexual community.
But so then,
gay marriage.
When it comes to housing, should you also be able to discriminate against a gay couple?
Or a restaurant? If you're in a restaurant and you own a restaurant, and they walk in, they say, hey, I don't want. It's against my religion to serve you. Then it is a civil rights affront. So your question is well
put.
So
a bakery could discriminate, but not a restaurant.
Yeah, because you could go and make another cake. Well,
you could go to another restaurant.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? It seems racist when someone comes in a restaurant and wants a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
I'm not going to serve you because you're a certain color. I'm not going to serve you because you're gay. That is an affront to civil rights, a violation of civil rights. But if someone has a business, and help me out here because you're absolutely right.
Well, let's say you're a kosher bakery and you don't want to serve a Muslim patient or not patient, a Muslim customer.
Or a non-kosher person.
Right,
You say, we only make kosher.
Right. You don't want a cake with pork and cheese in it. Yeah.
Right, that's exactly right. So I'm hypocritical in that because I understand that and I support the business. You got to do what you want because the government's stepping, taking this – These poor bakery, there's $300,000 in legal fees. These folks.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, I don't think they'll have any trouble finding some right of center legal groups to foot the bill for this. But I think the conflict that you just articulated is exactly why it's gotten to this point. It's not a clear cut legal case.
So let's go to Kevin McCullough. Kevin calling in. Now he's Kevin, what are you doing up so early, man? If I had an afternoon show, I would sleep till noon, brother. I'm just telling you something.
Well, on Tuesdays, when you guys go YouTube, I know that the TV cameras are around the studio, so I go to the gym before I come into the station. So,
this early? God bless you. God bless you, my brother.
You got three kids. I got to get back before they wake up.
Yeah.
Hey, on the investigation front, I think Frankie may have already used up the $5 million limitation because our good friend Bernie Kerik told me, this was a few weeks ago, that he believes that Mueller and team are charging the taxpayers full rate for their top office rate they would charge if they were in private practice. And he believes that may be a number north of $28,000 an hour that they're billing us to continue these investigations. I just thought I'd throw that in.
Kevin, thank you. Do you think that there's a way to investigate that? Is there a way that we could just look at? There's got to be some transparency here.
They wanted to investigate it. Yeah, I think there should definitely be some FOIAs flying so we can find out what the details of that
are. Yeah, yeah. Kevin, take a nap, okay? Because you're on at 5 o'clock today.
Sure, we will.
Good. Give my love at home, Kevin. Thanks for checking it. Kevin McCullough, 5 o'clock today on AM 970, The Answer. You know what? I don't know why there's not transparency. And that, and I think what people are saying, oh, how they attack President Trump for being too tough on the press. Look what the press is doing to President Trump. And he's going to be, he just calls it out as it is. So if you're going to have an investigation to the tune of $5 million, and Frankie, you know what?
So far, $5 million so far.
Yeah, you're right.
It doesn't show any signs of stopping. It's like, but how? You know, it's like the snow.
Okay.
Someone, snow.
Can someone explain to me how that is allowed? How that is allowed with no inspector general or someone in charge of saying, well, you have so much to spend on this investigation. It's just limitless. The resources of the federal government are limitless. And when they go after General Michael Flynn, And listen, if General Flynn did something bad, I'm not commenting on whether that's true or not, but you're going to go after this guy and he can't afford the legal fees. They squeeze you and you're going to say anything so you don't have to pay $500,000 in legal fees.
Absolutely. And, you know, the point that you just made is right on the money. I wish the House Republicans would defund the Office of the Independent Counsel tomorrow. I mean, President Trump should instruct his attorney general to let Mueller go. If Sessions, because he's so supposedly recused himself, won't do it, he should get Rod Rosenstein to fire Mueller. If Rosenstein won't do it, then he should go all the way down to the lowest level person in the DOJ until someone is willing to fire Robert Mueller, just like Nixon did with Bloody Sunday with Elliot Richardson.
I know, but it did not work out well for Richard Nixon. If you weren't even born yet.
Yeah, well, a couple of key differences there is, one, there were tapes, right? And two, Nixon did not have his own party in control of Congress that he was still very popular with. The best thing that Trump has going for him politically, aside from the fact that there was no collusion with Russia, let's start with that, but that's the best thing he has going for him legally. The best thing he has going for him politically is that Trump's still incredibly popular with the base of the Republican House members. So as long as he remains popular in the districts of the Republican House members, then they should really do the right thing.
Fascinating time. We'll go to break, Al. I know. Fascinating time. And we'll talk about it when we come back and into the 7 o'clock hour. Because it's like we talked about here. The president is supporting Judge Roy Moore after all those allegations that could never happen at any time in history. Only Donald Trump could do that. And we'll see how he does that and how the power of this president is really daunting against the complete mainstream media. You know, is it right and is it wrong? You can give us a call, 877-970-2999, 651 with Joe Piscopo, Frank Morano, and Brandi Scott on the roads. She's got traffic for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Heavy delays on the Cross Bronx heading westbound. We've got a disabled vehicle blocking a lane right by White Plains Road. That has you on the brakes from around the Bruckner. Bruckner in a little bit of better shape. That crash just cleaned up on the westbound side by the Bronx River Parkway. You're still going to see some heavy slowdowns from White Plains Road. Deacon picking up some volume on the southbound side. Your heavy exit 13 to Yankee Stadium. Verrazano also very busy heading eastbound. It's a slow go on the Gowanus. Disabled vehicle just cleaned out of the way on the eastbound side just after 38th Street, but you're still very heavy from around exit 17. Van Wyck going to cost you some extra time on the northbound side between the Belt and Hillside Ave. We've got a crash on the Grand Central westbound by Francis Lewis Boulevard. That has you on the brakes from Little Neck Parkway and in New Jersey. 78 is slow go heading eastbound by the Turnpike tolls. The express lanes, you're just under the speed limit on the eastbound side, exits 56 to 57. Checking weather today, cloudy with a chance for showers on and off in the afternoon, close to 60 degrees for the high. Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds. Temperatures will reach the high 40s. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, look, Frank, it's another Al Cotullo beer cast promo.
Shock.
I tell you. Think, Frank, whatever you're doing on the weekend, whatever you're doing, and let's put it all aside. Whatever I'm doing, you want to hear about it? Let's talk about Al. Can we talk about Big Al Cotullo? Well, this is actually, I'm kind of proud of this because Al was like the news guy no one ever heard about. I start talking to him. Now he's going to own the station in about 2 weeks because he's got another great station remote broadcast that Al will be hosting. It's this coming Friday. This is great, actually. You all know that Al has his own phenomenal beer cast show. Who wrote the copy?
Mary. Come on. We're late. Let's move it along.
Oh! You're pushing me to hurry up with your ads. Well, tell us about this. This is great.
It's great. John Sullivan's. It's on 35th between 7th and 8th. We're doing a beer cast for 40 minutes this Friday night. It's an Arizona State University bar. St. John's is playing Arizona State.
Fabulous, fabulous.
We carry St. John's, so we'll be talking some hoops. Plus, if you come to the event that night, we have the opportunity to win not one, but two pairs of tickets to future St. John's basketball games. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Don't miss another great live AM 970 remote broadcast at John Sullivan's this Friday, December 8th at 7 p.m. for the ASU versus St. John's pregame show hosted by our very own, and it's live, Al Gattulo.
This is What's Your Wrinkle with plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry.
I'll bet you've all tried skincare that just doesn't work. Well, I've created skincare that really does work and is scientifically proven to decrease the visibility of wrinkles and splotches and smooth rough skin in as little as a month. It's called Dr. Perry's skincare, and the longer you use it, the better you'll look. And because I know that you'll only stick to a skincare program long-term if it's simple, I've combined the most effective ingredients into just one morning cream and one evening serum. My morning daytime SPF cream protects your skin with sunscreen and niacin, and my nighttime serum nourishes it with vitamin C and A, fruit acids, antioxidants, and skin brighteners. But some people say that the best part of my program is my invigorating and non-irritating clean time soap. Use the radio code to receive 25% off all my products on drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com or call 844-DR-PERRY. That's 844 Dr. Perry.
At Amazon, we've got everything you need for the perfect holiday get together. From wining to dining to reclining together afterwards. And get free shipping on over 100 million items with eligible orders over $25. Only at Amazon. For all your entertaining and gifting needs. So whether it's a small family gathering or a whole house full, if you're hosting good times this holiday, visit Amazon.
Mike Gallagher here again for one of my all-time, and I mean all-time, favorite sponsors, ReliefFactor.com. My story is simple. I had a hip replaced, then I had a motorcycle accident, left me in pain, who simply wouldn't go away until I started taking Relief Factor. A three-week quick start is just $19.95. 80% of people who do order the three-week quick start go on to order more, like me. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or give them a call. 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Cloudy today, breezy and milder. Just a touch of rain or drizzle in some areas this morning. Occasional rain in the afternoon, today's high 60. Tonight, cloudy and windy with periods of rain ending, late low 48. Breezy and cool tomorrow as clouds give way to some sunshine. Temperatures falling in the morning, then recovering to an afternoon high of 49. Thursday, sunshine and some clouds, breezy and chilly, the high 47. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe Lundberg, 656 with Joe Piscopo. You need some great gift-giving ideas. You got to thank Parian & Sons of Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Parian & Sons offers a wide selection of fine jewelry, watches, diamond engagement rings. Frank, diamond engagement.
Thank you.
Top designers such as Charles Kripel, Bellari, J.B. Starr, Ebel Watches, Oris, Maurice Lacroix. Parian & Sons is the only jewelry store, by the way, with that famous diamond buyback guarantee. That special gift you're looking for is at Parian & Sons, 832 Franklin Avenue, right in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Beautiful town. Celebrating their 96th year, Parian & Sons of Franklin Lakes.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm trying to get the Christmas music as Al rolls it in. This one I don't know, but it does sound modern. Maybe 1964. Oh, my God, this is great.
The angels did say,
Smokey,
was to certain poor shepherds in fields where they lay.
I got a tweet from a very dedicated listener who we very much appreciate listening. And he says, a morning brother, and he sent a picture from his son who's in the Navy from the deck of a ship I'm not going to mention, just to protect his son's confidence, you know. And they said his boy's out there standing watch. They love the boss. That would be Donald J. Trump. So many great changes since he started cleaning house. Keep up the fight, Joe. Love the show. Standing by right now. for you to go live. And we are live on YouTube and Twitter. Thanks so much. And God bless and Godspeed to your son. And thank you so much for letting us know. Yeah, the military, they love the old man, Donald J. Trump. I don't know. You got to deal with it. Now the Supreme Court is helping him out. But you'll hear all the negativity. We're just trying to be pragmatic. We're not going to try to, you know, we're not in it for anybody. No skin in the game, Frankie Five Boroughs, right? Very objective. And we'll break down all the news just for you in a very pragmatic, objective fashion. Tom DiNapoli, New York State Comptroller, will join us. Dr. Elena Frid, Dr. Jeannie Zano, all live in the studio. Radio Piscopo, live from New York City.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.